There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's been 3 weeks since the new requirement to have a good conduct certificate in order to get a UAE work visa came into force. In the studio to discuss how these new rules are working in practice and what they mean for how we're hiring is Murtaza Khan, who's a partner at the immigration specialists Fragment Worldwide. Thanks very much for joining us, Murtaza.
Pleasure to be here.
How much of an impact have we seen in the first 3 weeks, or is it too early to really take stock?
The requirement for a good conduct certificate is, as you say, it was implemented from the 4th of February. It is quite early to really assess the true impact on a broader scale. But what's really important to know is what are the exact requirements, because there seems to be a lot of debate and discussion around those, actually, and there have been various pieces of news reported in the press which have sometimes been accurate and other times been inaccurate.
Yeah, I was just flicking through last night, actually, to make sure I was completely up to speed. I found stories saying that job visa applicants in free zones didn't need the certificates, but that would be only temporary. I saw that Dubai government employees apparently didn't need them. I saw some reports saying that you wouldn't need them, actually, to switch jobs, that the deadline for Filipino and Indonesian domestic workers had been extended. What's true and what's not?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is what exactly requires clarification. Our firm at Fragment has been very closely watching with the authorities and discussing with them on a day-to-day basis what are the exact requirements. The actual requirement, to be clear, a good conduct certificate is required for anybody who is coming to the UAE for an employment visa per application and coming here to work from outside the country. Even those individuals that are here on a visit visa or a tourist visa seeking employment and gain employment, they would also be required to provide a good conduct certificate. There is a gray area as it relates to people who are already in the country working on a residence permit and changing employers. That's where we're going to see some more clarification come through. However, just to be clear, employees of free zone companies or government sector employees are required to provide a good conduct certificate.
What if you change employers within the same free zone, where technically the person who still owns or still holds your visa is the same?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and that's where the ambiguity lies right now. There is now an emerging trend. Live information coming in the last 1 or 2 days is indicating that for those people, a good conduct certificate may not be required because they are existing residents transferring or changing their sponsorship from one employer to another. But at the same time, there has been information put out by the free zones themselves that indicates that a good conduct certificate is required. So this is an area we feel will get more clarity in the next weeks.
Well, just give me a bit of clarity on what you said. It seemed like you were saying that sort of people who work in free zones and government employees, first of all, that wouldn't need the visa, the good conduct certificate, and then it sounded like you said they will do. What am I misunderstanding this wrongly? What's the story?
Yeah, so what I referred to earlier was there were media reports sometime last week that government and free zone employees will not be required to provide good conduct certificates. But just to clarify, they will be required. In fact, immigration, GDRFA actually issued a clarification to all the Amir typing centers as well in writing to clarify this.
Is everyone on the same page with this? Are we getting the same information? Is the same stuff happening with all of the different free zones, all the different government departments and the authorities?
There is some difference in the positions that have been formally provided in the guidelines by different free zones, and hence the ambiguity that is coming through in different scenarios. But we do feel that it's still very early. It's about 3 weeks into the implementation. This is natural to happen to some extent. Ultimately, this will be a federal requirement, and we will likely see more consistency across the board.
We've got one text coming in saying that we obviously hire people, but it seems to depend a bit on nationality whether or not they need it at the moment. Have you heard any stories about sort of differential on nationality?
Currently, the only difference as it relates to nationality relates to good conduct certificates for domestic workers belonging to the Philippines or Indonesia. They are currently exempt on a temporary basis until certain procedures are ironed out. But that is the only nationality-based difference that we have seen.
Including UAE nationals?
UAE nationals do not require a visa. So they would not be required to provide a good conduct certificate.
How many questions are you getting about this? I mean, you guys are immigration specialists, you have consultants, you give legal advice, you help people get visas. How inundated have you been with questions?
I mean, we continue to engage very closely with our clients. Fragment's clients consist mainly of global multinational organizations, regional organizations. So if you recall, this requirement was implemented in February but announced in January. So since January, we have been actually preparing and advising our clients and actually preparing their employees to obtain the good conduct certificates. We're a global firm, so Fragment can actually go one step ahead and assist with procurement or legalization of those certificates. So we've actually been very proactively engaged in preparing for this change with our clients.
For people who aren't hiring a big multinational, a big global firm like yourself, though, what's going to be the biggest impact from these rules? Could it affect who companies are hiring? Malcolm mentioned nationality there, and we've had discussions on the show about whether the certificates might be easier to get in some countries than others. Will it add time to the hiring process? What are you expecting to see?
I think that's a very valid point. Obviously, we have the direct impact of timelines when it comes to the recruitment process. So, for example, if this certificate in a particular country may take, let's say, 1 to 2 weeks just for the authorities in that country to issue a certificate, and that's followed by a legalization process of that certificate with the local authorities all the way up to the UAE embassy in that country, which can on average take another 2 to 4 weeks, depending on which country you're talking about. So there's a timeline added to the process. However, it has to be seen in the perspective of a hiring process and an immigration timeline, which already exists. So the key issue here is, how do companies plan for it? How do they provide guidance? And how do they actually walk their employees or prospective employees through this process? Because it can be managed very well.
Let's go back to the start. What is a good conduct certificate, and who actually issues them? Is it a globally accepted term, a good conduct certificate?
Malcolm, you make a fantastic point, because you know the good conduct certificate is the terminology used in the UAE.
Because I can get one from my mum pretty easily, to be honest with you.
So in the UAE, it's called a good conduct certificate. But in the UK, for instance, a good conduct certificate doesn't exist. So you have to get a police report. So
is that an easy thing to do?
In the UK, it is a relatively straightforward issue. It's called an ARCO report, and it takes about approximately up to 1 to 2 weeks just to issue the certificate. And then followed by that is the legalization process. So, you know, in different countries, the terminology that is used is maybe different. In the United States, it's an FBI clearance.
Well, you're from Pakistan, right? What's the process there?
In Pakistan, individuals have to attend to a police station personally and request them to issue a police clearance certificate. And it varies in terms of the timeline. It depends which area, local area station you're going to, which province the certificate is issued in. So this is another issue that people at a local level may face, is that the country requirements may be quite non-standard. I mean, India is another example where each state has its own requirement, and there is no federal level certificate issued at all. So it's just such a variable landscape here.
Could what is counted as a crime or a misdemeanor also vary from country to country, as well as how long it's kept on the books, what the statute of limitation is?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it all depends on the local laws. I'm not an expert on the global criminal law landscape. However, I can say that obviously, you know, common knowledge is that every country has its own laws, and according to that, if a crime may be designated as such.
It's ironic, of course, that I suspect that probably what will happen is that some people will commit their first ever crime by forging a good conduct certificate, which might seem a bit ironic, but I suspect that will happen. There will be sort of people trying to get around this.
Is there any point to getting them in advance? If you knew that you were job hunting and so there was a good chance that you were going to change jobs, if you were lucky, in the next, you know, 2 or 3 months, is there any point in getting one in advance, or would it not be valid if you presented it 4, 5, 6 months later?
Brandy, in the world of immigration, we say being prepared is our mantra, right? Prepare your documents in advance, keep your originals organized. However, the issue with the good conduct certificate is that the certificate is only valid, is considered valid if issued within the last 3 months, considered valid by the UAE authorities.
Because I could have just gone rogue between like January and August or something.
Well, exactly. That's partially the case. The objective obviously lies to ensure, you know, the individuals applying for employment visas and residence in the UAE are clear of any such criminal records. And of course, that has to be more of a recent certificate. So what we're looking at is, you know, that limitation of 3 months. So if in the past you landed in the UAE, came to found a job, and then started the immigration process, well, if you came prepared with a good conduct certificate, good, but it just has to be issued within the last 3 months.
Murtaza Khan, partner at the immigration specialist Fragerman Worldwide, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.